trailer, but it's not an Airstream.
If it's aluminum and it's a trailer, it's an Airstream, right?
Shiny aluminum and old, it must be an Airstream, yeah. Even though, I mean, I can understand mistaking a Silver Streak or Streamline or an Avion, possibly, but a Can-Am Spartan trailer. But anyway, I said it's still possible with this trailer, and quite frankly, I think it would be probably easier to do it on that trailer than an Airstream anyway, because the sides are very straight. So.
Right, right. Yep. Anyway, it just shows you that, you know, the market, it changes to the current needs and state of affairs. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and remember some years ago, you know, gas crisis and economy slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously crashed and burned at that point. You know, I still think there's lots of money floating around, and it's not getting spent on big jet airliners going to Europe and, you know, Australia and whatnot. It's you know, they're spending it on a trailer to take their family to Timbuktu.
Yeah. I mean, gas prices are, well, until recently, I know they're going up a little bit now, but they've been low. So low prices and your own mobile remote office. I mean, that's a combination. That's good. I saw another article that Airstream is investing in electric assisted campers. Have you heard this?
Yeah, it sounds interesting. Well, excuse me, I've sort of heard a couple of things. One is it wasn't even Airstream. It was somebody else. They coupled with an electric vehicle van company or something to make sort of an electric camper. But then I think Airstream was wanting to put batteries in to augment maybe an electric tow vehicle. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And the article is very empty. It just says electric. I mean, that's really the whole title, electric assisted. So that's what I'm getting out of it, because we talked about that, I think, in the last show, how much that weight and aerodynamics of adding a trailer. Of course, no better one to add aerodynamic-wise is Airstream. Really takes its toll on the electric vehicles' batteries. But, you know, coming out this next year, you're going to have the Tesla Cybertruck, you're going to have a Rivian, you're going to have the Ford 150 electric, you're going to have a Hummer EV, so they got to do something. Either they may got to make them super light, but that's too small, so yeah, maybe extra battery. I don't know. That would be interesting to see what they're really doing, but again, they are looking at what's coming and trying to prepare for it.
Yeah, and that's really good. I still believe that, you know, aerodynamics is part of it. I think weight is another part of it. And I think if Airstream wants to really hit the nail on the head, they're going to have to go on a serious diet. Look at the whole vehicle across the board, every aspect of it, and see how they can lower weight. You know, think of it as more like an aircraft as opposed to a travel trailer, and just go on a huge diet. And obviously cleaning up the airflows and stuff, because, as you know, you are a Tesla owner, and Rich is as well, and I looked at Rich's, drove Rich's last year, I guess, and I'm amazed at the little tiny details that we don't even think about, like, you know, door handles that disappear and that kind of stuff, and super aerodynamic mirrors and even hubcaps, and the panel gaps are reduced.